It's a count that happens across North America. Each participating community picks a day between December 14th and January 5th, and volunteers organize to count birds in the area. Then they report those numbers to the National Audubon Society. Melissa Cady is the wildlife biologist with the Alaska Peninsula Besharoff National Wildlife Refuge.
The Christmas Bird Count is the longest-running citizen science project in the country. People go out and count every bird that they can find, and one day is selected, and they count every bird that they can during that day. They also record some information about their effort, so how long they were counting or how many miles they drove. And these data are compiled and used by biologists to look at wintertime population trends of birds across the continent.
In the past, Naknek and King Salmon's Christmas counts have recorded 11 to 24 different species and between 500 and nearly 4,000 individual birds. Ravens, black-capped chickadees, black-billed magpies, and pine grosbeaks are among the most common birds recorded. Katie says their count normally draws 5 to 10 committed birdwatchers who volunteer their time. Rod Sear is one of these. He's been participating in the Naknek King Salmon Christmas Bird Count for 20 years.
I think it's good for people to really get out and enjoy seeing the birds, for one, and just to enjoy being in that environment. And I think that's pretty much why I do it, and I've always did, but it's a love for birds, too.
Volunteers in Naknek and King Salmon will meet at the King Salmon Visitor Center at 9:30 on Saturday. The coordinator will assign volunteers an area for bird counting to guard against double counting. From there, birdwatchers can drive, ski, walk, snow machine, or boat to their assigned areas to get counting. Dillingham's count is this weekend as well. Kara Hilwig is the pilot biologist at the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge.
Well, the basics are you just coordinate with me, and we'll assign you a location, and you simply record your start time, how many birds you saw, and what distance you may have traveled either in your vehicle or by foot, and just get a good sense of what birds are out there and how many are there.
Rather than meeting up on Saturday morning, volunteers in Dillingham can call Hilwig at the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge before Saturday to coordinate a count location. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.